Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
One of the things that's attracted me about the whole podcasting 2.0 movement is the second part of the mission, which is making it a platform where an exchange of value can actually take place. Right now, if you wanted to give something back to, a podcast that you listen to, it really depends on the type of podcast. If it's if they have advertising, which Adam Curry has said on many occasions that advertising is censorship, and I completely agree with him, even if it's not overt censorship, you may not say something that might upset your advertiser. That might explain why you hear or don't hear certain stories in the mainstream media or even on podcasts. But the idea being that if you want to give something back, then you almost have to involve some sort of a third party, whether it be PayPal or Patreon or something along those lines. And of course, they take their big. And if you just take direct money with a credit card processor or something like that, guess what? Those processors can cut you off. And we're definitely starting to see that in the world. And further, I think, with one of these systems, you almost have to, it's not really open-ended, right? So for example, value comes in many forms. It's not just money, right? Adam Curry calls it time, talent, and treasure. There's lots of ways to give back. And that's one of the beautiful things about the No Agenda ecosystem. And I'm not calling it the podcasting space or whatever, but the ecosystem is, there's a lot of people that are giving in many different ways. And some people are giving money, and some people are giving time or talent to make the overall product that much better. But podcasting 2.0 is offering another way to do it, and it's using Bitcoin, or things that are related to Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. And the idea being that as you listen to a podcast, you can actually decide to stream a certain amount of satoshis, which are fractional bitcoins, and use a system by which you can actually stream all of this stuff in real time. So as you're listening to it, you can actually send Bitcoin to the person that's actually producing the podcast. And oh, by the way, those the incoming satoshis can actually be distributed among many different parties, and it's just part of the process. And so as satoshis come in, it factors in. Okay, so 1% will go to podcast index. 99% will go to the podcast listener, and it changes the whole value equation quite a bit, because you're not fixed with for example, like on a typical credit card processor, they'll take 3% of the money coming in, and PayPal does very much the same thing. This gives it much more flexibility. And oh, by the way, you can also, for example, boost during a podcast listening. So if you like a particular thing in the podcast, you can hit the boost button and send them an extra set of satoshis. And this is something that's still very experimental. There's only a few podcasting 2.0 apps that even support this. I'm using something called Breeze, which is, and I started playing with it. And the idea is that you can load up a podcasting 2.0 compliant podcast that happens to have the value block in it, and it has the information through which to send the cryptocurrencies. And you can either set up your own cryptocurrency node, or I guess I'm using a third party because it's just a little bit easier, but the idea being that as the money that I have a Bitcoin address effectively, or I should say a Lightning wallet, and there's all these terms that are thrown around, and the reason why Lightning is being used rather than Bitcoins is because it's actually very computationally expensive to handle Bitcoin transactions. So Lightning's kind of an off-chain activity that ultimately resolves into Bitcoin. And in fact, the way I seeded my wallet was I sent myself Bitcoin to my Breeze wallet, and it got turned into millisatoshis. And unfortunately, when you do that, there are fees that are paid. So there's still a VIG, because if you're using some of the third parties, but if you don't have to necessarily use third parties, and that's the beauty of it, that you can actually set up your own nodes and do all of this stuff yourself. But right now, it's very difficult to do all of that. So there is some value in using a service that somebody else provides, and they take their VIG, right? So Breeze is kind of the same thing. It's a wallet for satoshis, and which again are fractional Bitcoin, and they take a cut, which, you know, is fair, right? Because they are doing some computational work, but it's fairly transparent as to what the fees are. So you know what you're paying when you send it. And by the way, the technology is stuff that you could move to a different third party or potentially just, roll your own with a lot of this stuff. Now, if you want to turn cryptocurrency into fiat currency, that's a whole or cuck bucks, as some folks have said, it is. You can actually do that, and of course that, you know, there's still going to be a VIG for that as well, right? But you can make decisions about who to interact with based on that. And for things like where the cryptocurrency comes useful is you may not want to send the guy $5, right? Or you may want to send him a lot of money. And there's lots of ways to participate in the value exchange process, and it doesn't, you know, a milli satoshi is not that, is really, in the grand scheme of things, it's like a few pennies. So think about actually where this comes really interesting is, so for example, right now we stream music and you go through, you know, Apple Music or Spotify or something like that, and you pay a flat monthly fee, and I don't know how the money that, you know, how that flat monthly fee gets, that ultimately gets down to the artist that actually that actually made the music. I don't know what that looks like, right? But I'm pretty sure that the streaming services are making most of the money, or I should say the rights holders are probably making most of the money, but the artist is probably not getting a whole lot out of the deal. Now, you could actually do a streaming, using this basic model, you could actually have a streaming music service that pays people directly, and the VIG can be much smaller, and there's lots of options here, and this is going to be really cool. So I'm actually going to add one of these value blocks to my podcast feed, and I'm going to try it and see. I don't expect to make a ton of money at it. I mean, I produce this podcast irregularly after all, but the idea being that, I don't see why we shouldn't be, participating in this value exchange. And, and I can also, I've got some Bitcoin that I haven't been using, and it's only gone up in value. I'm going to go ahead, it's kind of free money at this point. So I'm going to use it and participate in this ecosystem and see what happens. So if you're using a podcasting 2.0 app, using Breeze or something like that, hopefully in the very near future, you will find Phoneboy Speaks there. And I would encourage you to listen to it and, stream some sats to me.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.